What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, that other K-State Athletic Podcast, which is all focused all things K-State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas, here, folks. And we're going to quickly pay attention to the men's basketball and where they stand right now. We've talked about at length so far here in 2023 about the depth, about the Big 12 Conference, and I'm not gonna start that conversation yet up of if K-State can hang around the top three, will they be able to compete for their Big 12 regular season title? That's what we're gonna be sitting at here. Obviously, if they get by next two to three opponents, right? We just upset number two ranked KU early this week. We can take care of business at home against a winless Texas Tech team. Yes, everybody's dangerous, right? But Texas Tech has had their, you know, they play opponents tough, but they're be coming out of the wrong end, 0-6 and only 10-8, 10-8 record. My goodness, 10-8 record so far. So you take care of business, but there's always that possibility in the back of your mind. I definitely have that a letdown game is a game could happen there, but we'll just have to see what happens there at home. Then you have Iowa State next Tuesday, another big game on the road in Ames, and you're locked up right now with two other teams for the top spot in the Big 12. Them is in Iowa State and KU right now, 5-1. Now I can run down the overall records. Both K-State and Kansas, 16-2. And you have Iowa State sitting there in 14-3. Look, I did not have Iowa State on my things to do list when Iowa State, you know, you think of them as one of those teams, but they've always been pesky going back to the Fred Hoiberg days, right? Him leading that squad, always been pesky. you think of them, you know, oh, they don't do that, but next thing you know, they're there. And that's a different brand of basketball now, different head coach. I can't really recall who the heck is over there now, but they do have somebody familiar that could have been here at K-State. That's Caleb Brill, now over there doing some big things over there at Iowa State. But absolutely, so you have to go in their house, go in their building next Tuesday night, and try to get another quality win. That upset of KU was huge. Not only that, but you once again bolster your resume. For if this key trend continues here, there's no question that, again, we didn't put expectations on this team. We're talking about Jerome Tang's first full year as head coach of this basketball team, we didn't put expectations on this team. Now, as we're past halfway of the 2022-23 season for men's basketball, right? We're not halfway there with the conference yet, but we're getting there. We're getting close. We're three more games before we call it that. Well, actually, six games. Yeah, we're three out from being halfway, because there's obviously you're still doing the whole round robin times two with facing all nine opponents twice. So you took care of business against KU there. So two of the next three opponents, if you somehow, well, and we go, you even go back to the KU game. You go best possible scenario. And this, I'll throw in the SEC Big 12 Challenge game next Saturday, which I'll be at. Florida comes calling Keontae Johnson's former team, college program down there. Best possibility, 3-1. Worst case scenario, you split. You go 2-2. With the fact Florida's been kind of up and down. They had a big win recently there as well. So, but hey, if you manage to get these games, you got obviously Tech. You got to take care of business on your home floor. You do that, and you go on the road. You find a way to win Iowa State early next week. You're setting yourself up really, really nice once again for the second half of the Big 12 conference play. Again, you're gonna get coming back around. Obviously, you're gonna get TCU at home. You're going to get Baylor at home. TCU just lost to West Virginia. there in the stretch, you're going to get, well, you got to go to West, you got to go to Morgantown, fortunately, there, and you got to go to Tech, and I believe here, if I can, let's see if I can pull up some of the schedule here for the men's basketball. It's the Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer here with you here for a few more minutes here. Let's pull up the rest of the schedule here. Yeah, so you got to go, well, actually, you got to play KU, 1, 2, 3, 4. You got to play KU twice in a span of 2 weeks there. So you got to, you don't even play Oklahoma State yet. Here you got to go to Lawrence and, of course, that good old Magic House in Island Fieldhouse to play KU, which, of course, you know what to expect there. They're going to expect revenge and all that other stuff and the Magic Mystique. That is Island Fieldhouse, and that's all I got pulled up right now. So you have yet to play Oklahoma, well, you play Oklahoma State already, but you got to go to Stillwater. I left that out, my bad. You got to go to Stillwater and play them, and they played you tough as well. So you still have yet to play Oklahoma yet in the Big 12 slate of games there. I believe that covers it right now. And, oh, yeah, you got to bring, you welcome Texas home. So you're going to get Texas at home as well. So the schedule, if obviously the doom is what it is, and if it continues to trend in that way, obviously, like Jerome Tang's message, you know, we got to act like we have been there before, and you guys got to consistently show up, and he's been on K-State fan base since day one. But hopefully that's the case Saturday against Texas Tech there. Yes, they're winless, but again, hopefully that is what we see, a lightning hopping crowd on Saturday there, and of course a big Saturday to follow with, of course, weather pending. Of course, I'm going to be in KC this weekend for a little bit of it anyways. Hopefully, I'll make it back before the weather right now. This weather hitting. Call for 1 to 3 inches of snow, primarily after 10 o'clock in the morning. So, I should be okay weather-wise there. But, yeah, it's going to be chilly over there in KC area. You're going to have the Chiefs playing their divisional round playoff against the Jags, Warriors, on Saturday afternoon. So yeah, so you're looking at, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of the 10 teams in the top 25 being the latest, being the earliest cases, and then Baylor back ends that as well. So it's so deep, and you have a chance. K-State has an opportunity, could be more in the tank for K-State here if you can. I mean, the worst possibility here is to split them, but if you go 2-0 in the Big 12 stretch and pulling Florida aside, you're sitting in a really good spot. Of course, with the Florida game sandwiched there between Iowa State on the road, you got two difficult games. You got to go to Ames, and of course, you got to deal with good old Lawrence, Kansas coming up. So, but K-State right now, three-way tie for the top spot in the Big 12, and we've seen co-champions before in this league, we very well know that. But Jerome Tang, Keontae Johnson, Marquise Noel, Desi Stills, they're in a good position right now. They just got to keep it the way it is. 1-0. What's next, baby? 1-0. The Pro Project Podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, in the whole nine yards. If you're a big listener of this podcast, you've been listening to us since the beginning of 2023, appreciate you on that. Make sure you continue to get the word out, K-State Nation. You're a K-State alum. You listen to this podcast. Tell other people, primarily Wildcat fans, about this podcast. If you have a question or a comment or anything like that, our DMs are open. Mine is at Eddie_3G on Twitter. You can leave me a message there, or you have a question, you want to be a part of the podcast, you want a question, feel free to do just that at Eddie_3G, another edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily, the PBBD in the books. Yo, Cats, K-State Athletics. I butchered that. K-State busy this weekend with sports all the way through men's, women's basketball, and of course, tennis will be in action this weekend along with the track and field team. We'll have updates of that in the upcoming week of the Purple Project Podcast.